in the last week or so, I think I've seen you link with everything bar the new series of Strictly Come Dancing. Is there anything?
I haven't let that one out of the bag yet.
No, are you in the lineup?
Yeah, it's a big interest for me because I am a bit of a mover and a shaker.
What else can we read into from all the media stories? There's so much noise, so much speculation. One job's already gone in the Premier League, of course. Everton's the one they're talking about. Is there anything to report?
Nothing. There's no contact. There's none of that going on. Paper stories, it is flattering. I've said that many times, not just about the clubs mentioned, about many clubs, because I'm respectful of all of football. It's one of them things, you know. And another good club, by the way, no problem with that, no angle to that, no yes or no's, just facts are facts, you know, and it's one of them things. I'm at a good club as well, by the way.
It's a weird way to describe it, but is it an occupational hazard that you do a good job and these stories begin?
In a good way, it is, in a positive way, because that's the other thing. These things sometimes end up sounding a bit, not negative, but a bit out there. But the fact is, it's positive in a way. You know, that I've said many times, it's our players get recognised, that's a positive thing. There's a double-edged sword, you know, positive in the sense that fantastic, they get recognised, and then sometimes people come, you know, looking to try and purchase our players, you know. So I understand that side of it, but there is really no story or any stories out of my hands, let's put it that way. It's not my story, it's for other people.
Is it the same for you as it is in the player situation, where obviously you have ambition and you want to have a good career and maybe you look at another level or another club in the future, but until that opportunity comes along, it's business as usual?
It kind of is that, in the sense that, you know, the realities of the job when it's going well are that you're likely, not always, but you're likely to have some form of interest, whether that's just media interest or whether it's genuine interest. But the three things I was talking about that can happen are still the same. You know, there'll come a day when, for whatever reason, good or bad, in the sense that either people want me out of here because results haven't gone well, or they just get bored with you. The other thing is a situation arises that is club contact and then you move on. Or the other one, that's rare nowadays, but you just have enough and you walk off and you just resign and you disappear. Now, I doubt that's going to happen. But they're the three things. I've spoken about that for 2-3 years. You know, it's football, very rarely is it a forever story. The odd example, Sir Alex at Man United, 27 years, you know, and finally, you know, works, you know, leaves the game. They're odd like that. Usually at some point, things change. But this story, these stories lately, they're out of my hands. There's nothing I can do about them.
Last one, I promise. Short to medium term, have Burnley fans got anything to worry about in terms of your future, you not being
short
here?
To medium term, I'm going to continue working hard as I have done. Simple as that.